Hello.
Hello. Okay, so I have one for our murder mystery Monday.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I got a little too excited there for murder mystery, sorry.
Wow. Yes. Okay, so this one's called There's No Reason to Be Afraid by Reddit user Whoever Fights Monsters. Dun dun dun.
Done.
When my sister Betsy and I were kids, our family lived for a while in a charming old farmhouse. Oh, I love farmhouses. I want a
I know.
farmhouse.
I took like a really weird twist.
So I know, murder mystery Monday, and then I got really distracted by the word farmhouse.
Yeah.
So we loved exploring its dusty corners and climbing the apple tree in the backyard, but our favorite thing was the ghost. We called her Mother because she seemed so kind and nurturing. Some mornings, Betsy and I would wake up, and on each of our nightstands, we'd find a cup that hadn't been there the night before. Mother had left them there. Worried that we'd get thirsty during the night, she just wanted to take care of us. Among the house's original furnishings was an antique wooden chair, which we kept against the back wall of the living room. Whenever we were preoccupied watching TV or playing a game, Mother would inch that chair forward across the room toward us. Sometimes she'd manage to move it all the way to the center of the room. We always felt sad putting it back against the wall. Mother just wanted to be near us. Years later, long after we'd moved out, I found an old newspaper article about the farmhouse's original occupant, a widow. She'd murdered her two children by giving them each a cup of poisoned milk before bed. Then she'd hang herself. The article included a photo of the farmhouse's living room, with a woman's body hanging from a beam. Beneath her, knocked over, was the old woman's chair, placed exactly in the center of the room.
Wow.
So she wasn't giving them a cup of water to be nice at night.
He was just trying to kill them. Damn, that's cold.
So this probably doesn't necessarily fit under Murder Mystery Monday because we have like other stories that will fall under that category, but I figured this might be an interesting kind of Kickstarter.
Yes.
There's a good little
Why?
twist there.
Murder.
What?
I said we definitely have the murder because she murders the kids and the mystery. Like, why? Like, I want to know why she did it. Like, did she have a cheating husband? Was she like, did she have like a mental breakdown? What, you know, it makes me want to know like what was behind that. And was this disclosed when they bought the house?
I know. That's so sad.
Yeah.
So, I have a friend that is a realtor, and he went, like when you're a realtor, you go like a half hour before you show a house, sometimes earlier to just kind of like get the house looking good
Yes.
before you actually show the house. And he sent a picture. He went down into the basement, and the basement was all like clean and emptied, but there was a chair just sitting in the middle of the basement with a chain to the bottom of the chair, like a wooden chair just sitting in the middle of the basement with a chain attached to the bottom leg, and like the chain was like hooked to the floor.
I want to like I've seen the picture and I know you told me about it and I want to know like what the story is behind that because I feel in my heart and in my bones that these people have an awesome sense of humor and they put it there on purpose to like mess with people.
I'm hoping because I mean, because really, like, I mean, unless you have like a chain or handcuffs to the chair, what would be the point of chaining the chair down?
Exactly. And that was a point I was going to make was, hey, check this out. I can stand up and I can lift the chair up and it is no longer chained. So that's why I'm hoping that this is just, they have like a funny sense of humor, like a sick, dark, twisted sense of humor, because they would be shitty, like, hostage takers or.
But then again, if you're trying to sell your house, why would you do that?
Maybe it was like just like a little trick or treat for your realtor friend.
And then there's like a drain in the basement too.
Well, maybe they just have shitty septics like some of us. And they just got smart and we're like, we're putting a drain in.
I don't know. I've always thought it would be fascinating to be a realtor and just like go inside people's houses and see like how they live, see all that. I think it's just so fascinating.
I think it would be fun. But then when we were growing up, there was that murder that happened.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it would be scary. Like, don't get me wrong. I would definitely have to be like a husband-wife realtor team, because there are, you know, realtors that things happen to them or they go missing or they get murdered. It would be super, super creepy. But I just want to like go inside all the houses.
Right? Are you just like, yes, I am looking for a house
all the time
for my family. Well, that's, and I had to explain that to Tim. This is kind of like a weird tangent, but I had to explain to Tim that when we were growing up, that's what we would do as a family on the weekends, was go look at houses that were for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And like go to the open houses and like even like if they were in the process of being built, to look at them. I still do it. I have some houses on my street that they just sold, but I, when I knew they were going for sale, I was like stalking Redfin and Zillow to be like, what do you look like on the inside?
I mean, how much, yeah, do you sell your house for? I like to see like how people design, how they decorate. I don't know.
I love to envy, but I also love to judge some of the horrible choices people make.
Oh man. I like to just get designing ideas. And I'm always on the market.
Yeah.
Ready for change. Ready for change. All right. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this little trick or treat. And we'll see you again soon. Bye.